Well, we built this city around the Nard and the Lagoon. It's probably kind of fair to say maybe the Lagoon has been a bit of a later addition to the whole picture there for the CBD region. And, of course, the dining precinct, which has been very popular, of course, quite a major upgrade there. And I guess it integrates some of those dining areas, the shops, the retail, specifically with the Nard, and makes a real central focal point for the Cairns CBD. Now, yesterday in council, despite the fact that they tried to deal with the issue about 2 weeks ago, it came up for a vote yesterday as to what to do with respect to, you know, particularly Hoons, but general traffic coming through the section between Shields and Appland Street, right in the middle of the dining precinct, and the potential impact that it's got on businesses and, of course, some of the restaurants and the people just enjoying a nice quiet meal with the water in the background and the tinkling sunshine and sometimes stars, obviously, at night as well. So I think in a lot of ways having cars driving through the middle of that is going to cause some concerns. Let's find out a little bit more about exactly what occurred in council. Quite an interesting meeting yesterday. Cairns Regional Council Division 5 councillor Amy Eden joins me this morning. I should imagine it would have been quite an interesting meeting yesterday in council yesterday, Amy.
Morning, Murray. Indeed, it was a very interesting meeting and some more robust conversations about our beautiful Esplanade dining precinct. So.
And look, you know, I think the lead up to this is probably pretty clear in most of the listeners' minds. But what was the final decision yesterday? I believe there's actually going to be an allowance at least for commercial traffic, which is essential. So what's the bottom line? What was the decision of council yesterday?
The decision is 24/7 access for commercial vehicles only along the Esplanade. So there'll be a couple of no entry signs, commercial vehicles only. And it'll be business as usual.
Now, tell me, is this just a trial period? Are they going to monitor it? Is there, you know, shall this be revisited at this stage? Is there any plan to revisit it in the future?
Look, I really do hope that it will be reviewed. I am going to seek that. That wasn't part of the motion. I did ask for it on the floor for a 3-month review. But, yeah, we'll have to wait and see.
Okay.
I'd like to think that nothing is permanently in place and that, you know, given feedback, given traffic counts, we can review it.
And look, you know, I fully accept the need for commercial traffic, whether it's 24/7 the requirement to have the access there. But at the end of the day, I mean, you put your mind into the people who want to go along, make a bit of noise, have a bit of, yeah, look at me, check out my car. Do you really think that some signs saying that commercial traffic only is going to stop people who want to do the old Nard run and actually do that drive up through the driving precinct? Is it really going to make that much of a difference?
Well, I think you and I, Murray, both know that won't be the case. They'll just drive because they can. It's a clearly open access road. I guess my concern, and I raised it 2 weeks ago on the floor, was who's going to police it?
Sure.
You know, do we want to really be diverting our police, whose resources are light on the ground anyway, away from, say, juvenile crime or other security or safety issues, to police the Esplanade dining precinct? I don't think so. I don't think the people of Cairns actually really want that. Well, and
What I was just going to say with respect to commercial vehicles too, I was just thinking about it because of my vehicle. I've got an old Hilux that's, I guess, basically a ute style.
You'll be right then, mate.
Well,
yeah.
It's not a commercial vehicle. I'm the first one to admit that. But, I mean, I've even been told by officers that the style of the vehicle, if I needed to park somewhere for a couple of minutes, I could park in some of the loading zones because I'm deemed to be a commercial vehicle. So I guess that means that a commercial vehicle could be just actually a private domestic Hilux. Looks like mine would be allowed to go through. Not that I'm going to make much smoke and noise. Well, a bit of smoke coming out the back, but not too much noise, certainly, with the old Hilux, anyhow.
Well, Murray, sounds like you can do multiple laps of the Esplanade dining precinct in your old Hilux 24 hours a day, if that's what you so desire. I guess the concern is, in those peak dining and pedestrian times, with 24/7 access for commercial vehicles, which includes Ubers, taxis, Deliveroo scooters, you know, limousines, the private Hiluxes, whatever, they're going to come irregularly. So, you know, you still have to be vigilant and on high alert if you're there with small children, because those cars have right of way.
Yep, sure.
It's still quite a really scary outcome. There's three options on the table, and one of the options was commercial vehicle access only for restricted times, which meant the bollards would go up and pedestrians could integrate from the dining precinct over to the parklands and back again in a safe manner in those peak periods. That would have been the second best option. Mm. And then the best option was restricted time periods but open to everyone. So, you know, if you've got someone elderly or with, you know, some limited physical ability, or you just wanted to do that morning little lap, you could do that at those less peak times where it's a lot safer. So hopefully it will be reviewed again coming up in the next few months, and we'll do traffic data count and we'll see if it's working. But I think this is actually, this is not a win for Cairn in that sense. But like I said, you know, it's not set in stone and we can review it. And ultimately, it's the decision of the council of the day. It was tight. The mayor had to use his casting vote to get it over the line because it was tight. So it was, you know, there's definitely some mixed viewpoints around the table.
Okay, look, let's move on to a different subject. And it was interesting to read in the Cairns Post this morning. Cairns Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Patricia O'Neill was given the microphone with respect to the group of vaccine mandate protesters, which, you know, they were allowed into the meeting to speak during yesterday's Cairns Regional Council meeting. It says, her words sucked the air out of the room, even among those who disagreed with the mandate. She said, we have 16 ICU beds at the Cairns Hospital. We have two up in the northern end of our region. We have a very vulnerable community. And I'm sorry, you just have to do the numbers, she said. If COVID, or should I say when COVID comes up the highway or through the airways and lands in this town, we will not cope. Now, according to the Cairns Post yesterday, that really put a bit of a damper on, I guess, that reality, particularly from that business aspect with respect to the speeches and the position that was put by quite a few in the chambers yesterday.
Look, it was a really interesting meeting. Never seen anything like it. Multiple parties got an opportunity to have the microphone and speak, which was really great. The emotion was palpable. There were tears. There was angst. But it was really well directed, and it was really well coordinated from the council's point of view. So only a certain number of people were allowed in the chamber. There was probably 200 plus downstairs watching via the live stream. And it was just really good to get the perspectives of different businesses and the pain and the hurt that they're feeling and their concerns. And I wouldn't say, Murray, that they were so much anti-vaxxers. They were definitely anti-mandate and that discrimination. For them, it was really about what they're calling a two-tiered society.
And I understand, you know, that position. And somebody just the other day said to me, you know, just because I'm anti-mandate doesn't mean I'm an anti-vax. But, you know, unfortunately, the two kind of go hand in hand to a degree. So, yeah, I'm possibly sitting on the fence with respect to that. So what was the upshot, you know, with respect to the people, the protesters? They had the ability to actually have their say. But I believe a motion that was going to be put forward by Brett Olds ended up being withdrawn. Is that correct?
Correct. So Brett sent out an email to us councillors last week on Friday to say, look, I'm going to put up a general business motion, mm-hmm. Similar to the Livingston Shire Council one, and it was really about the mandate. So the Livingston Shire one also included stuff about the vaccine. This didn't have that. It was really about the mandates and that two-tiered society. And he sent it out on Friday, so we had ample time to have conversation, and there was a lot of back and forth. In the end, the mayor decided to do a mayoral minute, which kind of trumped Aldi's general business motion. It wasn't as strong in language as Aldi's motion, but at the end of the day, it still was the result that we were looking for, which was a letter to the Premier to say, hey, we've got some businesses here that are on their knees and they're very concerned. Mm. And the policing and the responsibility of these mandates on these businesses is actually just untenable. How are they going to do it? You know, like if you think about one of the cafes down there on the Esplanade in the Parklands, they've got three different entry points. How do you police that to make sure everyone's sure. checked in? And if they have checked in, they've got vaccine. And if they haven't, you wop up with a, you know, $10,000 fine. That's kind of crazy. Mm.
And look, you know, I've got no doubt that the realities for so many businesses when it comes to actually enforcing this mandate is a real issue, and it certainly, you know, remains at large as to exactly how that will work. And I think it's got, you know, it's got hairs on it. Even though I do agree with the general principle that it comes down to choice, you either choose to get vaccinated or you choose not to, and of course there's consequences with respect to that choice either way. So I'm certainly a strong supporter of that. But I agree with you with what you're saying about the actual enforcement enforcing of this particular policy and this particular mandate in the long term is certainly going to have hairs on it. Councillor Amy Eden, been great to speak to you this morning. We've ticked off a few boxes. Thanks, with respect to some interesting stuff in council in the last 24 hours or so. Division 5's Amy Eden, have a wonderful day. Cheers.
You too, Murray. Thanks, mate.